Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Jackie Tabner. Batting 8th. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Klugman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting 8th. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting 9th. The pitcher, James Edwards. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, James Edwards. And now, play ball. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon juggles the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Haney. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Haney steals second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haney moves to third. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa strikes out. Woodall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Summa out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Tabner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score. The Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive towards short. Sewell catches it and throws to first to double up Heilman. Two outs. Jackie Tabner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tabner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stoner moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive speaker throws the ball into Klugman who relays the ball to Spurgeon who tags O'Rourke trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Stoner scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt strikes out. One out. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Summa. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Summa steals second. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. McNulty hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill bunts towards the mound. Edwards fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to second. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edwards fields it and has Fothergill trapped. There's the throw to Spurgeon who throws to Klugman, who tags Fothergill for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Heilman steals second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heilman moves to third. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavener for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner fires to first and has Speaker trapped. There's the throw to O'Rourke, who tags Speaker for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0 for 1 in the game. Klugman hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stoner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Stoner reaches second base with a double. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stoner scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. O'Rourke steals second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Cobb moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benkar pinch hits for James Edwards. Benkar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summa bunts towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. By Spies now pitching. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taibner is 0-for-2 in the game. Taibner is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stoner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-2 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNulty moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. McNulty scores. One out. It's 4-1, Tigers. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0-for-2 in the game. Klugman takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Taibner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Wingo pinch hits for Bob Fothergill. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Wingo now playing left field. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. By Spies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spies is called out on strikes. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue bunts towards the mound. Spies fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to third. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Rourke. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. O'Rourke hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klugman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-3 in the game. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell pinch hits for by Spies. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.